Welcome to the Saguaro Minute, a short program about all things saguaro, beloved icon of the Sonoran Desert. I'm your host, Kimmy Eisel. Cam Juarez is the Public Information Officer and the Community Engagement Coordinator at Saguaro National Park. He's working to diversify the park's staff and make the park more accessible to diverse audiences.
Here in Tucson, we're a little bit over 60% Latino, but only about 2% of that population goes to our national park. Saguaro National Park, it's the only park in the entire 411 units that has two sides to the national park with the metropolitan area in the center. So the idea is not only to bring people to the park, but to bring the park to the people.
Why do you think that visitation from the Latino population here has been low historically?
Right. Well, I mean, that's a national issue. It's low across all of our parks within NPS. We're looking at cost. We've got a lot of fee-free opportunities to come into the park. Transportation, as it can be an obstacle, we've tried to address that by providing free transportation from school sites, for example, with Ticket to Ride. But really, more than anything, there's an issue of awareness. Some people, whether they're Latino or not, don't realize that we have a national park in Tucson. Some of those goals are to make the conversation about national parks, the conversation about Saguaro National Park, something that every family is going to have, that it's commonplace to talk about the outdoors, whether it's hiking. I mean, hiking isn't necessarily a white, culture. It's something that people have been doing in these communities for generations. It's in our genetic memory as Latinos, as Native Americans, as African Americans, as, you name it. But then we also have to kind of bridge that with the realities of our modern society, whether that's technology, whether it's the, Americans with Disabilities Act and giving access to folks that can't hike. So there's components that we have to start to integrate into that.
How would you describe your relationship with the one species for which the park is named?
I definitely feel a connection to it. I think it was the first day on the job for me. Some dork, went out there and slashed up a bunch of the saguaro. And the response from the community, whether it was social media, the news, the calls that we got, was crazy. People do not like, in this community, they do not like when people mess with saguaro cactus. When you love this desert, you protect what you love. And that's really what we're looking for, is we're looking at stewardship, because you and I will be gone in the next 100 years, and we need, incoming generations to love this desert the way we do.
Does the saguaro teach you anything?
We participated in the Standing with Saguaros campaign. I was guiding one of my newest heroes, Jose Gonzalez, founder of Latino Outdoors, and we were sitting quietly. And we're all so busy. We all have, I have 4 cell phones, right? And it's crazy. We get so busy. Sometimes it's important to just put everything aside and just